This is KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home, Classic Hits 101.7. It is now time for Bomber Basketball, live on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Harvest Bank, and Locker Room Sporting Goods. Now we go live to courtside with Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joseph Shipman, and good afternoon, everyone, from the campus of Lake Hamilton High School in Piercy. We are so proud to bring you today's broadcast of Mountain Home Lady Bomber Basketball, as Mountain Home's girls are getting ready to take on to play their first game in the Class 5A state tournament here at Lake Hamilton Wolf Arena. This is what it's all about. This is the goal every team that every team in the state tries to get to. First goal to try to get to the state tournament, and then for those that get there, the next goal is to try to make it to Bank OZK Arena in Hot Springs to play for the state championship. Mountain Home will have to do just like every other team in this tournament and win three games in order to do that. First game will be this afternoon against the Lady Yellow Jackets of Sheridan, as again we welcome you into the Lady Bombers pregame show. Mountain Home coming into this game with a record of 17-10. The Lady Bombers ended up finishing in a tie for third place in the 5A East with Paragould to finish the regular season. And Mountain Home did win the tiebreaker for that number three seed. And so otherwise they would have had to play Lake Hamilton this past Tuesday afternoon. But instead they're playing Sheridan today. And this Sheridan team is going to be a tough one too. For one thing, they'll have the advantage of being familiar with this place. This is just about in their backyard right here at Lake Hamilton. The Lady Yellow Jackets are the second seeded team from the 5A South, and they are coming in with a record of 22-4. And they've got a player. Her name is Diamond Morris. She is averaging 24 points per game. She broke 1,000 points for her career at Sheridan back in November, and so I talked to Sheridan's coach Jameson Ingram a couple days ago, and she told me that Diamond hasn't signed with anyone, but she is getting a lot of looks, so I expect her to eventually make a decision before too long. Now the winner of this game will be returning here tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, late afternoon game against Russellville. The Lady Cyclones defeated Jacksonville 62-60 this past Tuesday night. It was a big win for Russellville. That was one where a four seed knocked off a one seed. Jacksonville came in as the champions of the 5A Central. Russellville was the four seeded team from the 5A West. So a big win for the Lady Cyclones, and that's Russellville team that Mountain Home has already played once, ended up falling at Russellville back on December 20th. But again, they had to worry about this Sheridan ball club first. Real quick, I'll tell you some of the other games coming up here at Lake Hamilton later today. On the girls' side, Jonesboro plays Benton at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then the first quarterfinal game will be at 7 o'clock tonight, as Nettleton, who probably is just about the favorite to win it all, is going to take on Little Rock Christian tonight at 7 o'clock. Now, first boys game of the day right after Mountain Home will be between Nettleton and Hot Springs at 2:30, and then West Memphis will play El Dorado at 5:30, and then the last game of the night will be the first quarterfinal of the boys bracket, and that will pair up Marion with Little Rock Parkview, so that'll be a battle between Patriots as those two have the late contest. I believe we're getting ready to have the national anthem, so we're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Sheridan live from the Class 5A State Tournament at Lake Hamilton Wolf Arena. The starting lineups coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
We welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Home girls getting ready to play their first game in the Class 5A state tournament here at Lake Hamilton High School in Piercy against the Lady Yellow Jackets Sheridans. Take a look at the starting lineups. First off, for Mountain Home in their Road Blues, coached by Dale Leonard. Again, they are 17-10 on the season. They'll be going with two seniors, Peyton Husky at 5'6", and Kyra Penn at 6'1", two juniors. One at 5'7", Emma Martin, and then Anna Grace Foreman standing at 6'2". And rounding out the starting lineup today is Kate Gilbert, a 5'10 sophomore. For Sheridan, they are in their home whites as the home team on the scoreboard, coached by Jameson Ingram. Again, their record is 22-4. They'll be going with four seniors, Blair Casey at 5'5", Brianna McElroy at 5'7", Cassie Martin at 5'5", and then Diamond Morris at 5'9", who we just mentioned a moment ago. And then rounding out the starting lineup is Cassidy Henry. She is a 5'5 junior. Well, that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll come back and get this in just a moment, get this game tipped off. Mountain Home and Sheridan coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.